You sure you don't want to just drive?
No, no. You said you've been there before, and I just need to let you do that.
Why are you saying it like that?
Oh, you know, I've been reading about being a submissive wife, and I think it just means deferring to what your husband wants to do to take care of you.
Okay. I just wish we'd beaten rush hour traffic. Man, there's nothing like Boston on a Friday.
Could you not drive so close?
We're fine. Would you please not make that sound? That really doesn't help.
I can't help it. Look, maybe you should get over.
No, I'm not.
Well, look, that would have made more sense. That lane over there, it's completely moving.
I know, it's not the fastest way.
Well, I know nothing's fast here, but at least it's moving.
Look, we're fine.
Stop, you're right on that guy's bumper.
Would you please stop making that noise?
Look, you probably should have taken that exit back there. I mean, we could have gone the back roads.
No, we couldn't, because there's that big furniture factory down there. It's a gridlock down there for an hour.
What are you doing now?
I'm getting in the express lane. I'm going to merge left in about half a mile.
Are you sure that's right? That cannot be right.
Do you just want to drive?
No. Why would you think that?
Just let me take care of the bills, and I'll transfer money over to savings every month. So I did. I submitted. I let go. And guess what?
What?
I tried to use a credit card yesterday, and it was declined. I checked, and there had been no payment for the credit card bill for the past 3 months. Mm. And there had been no transfer over to savings. Mm. Our credit card rating is at rock bottom right now. And how am I supposed to get a loan for a house? And how am I supposed to start paying?
Have you tried talking to him about it?
No. I'm just too mad. I thought if I just did what I was supposed to do and just listened, how did this whole submission thing work? Because I don't have a clue.
So, I took your advice about Craig wanting to take Matt rock hopping in the creek.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. I just stopped arguing and explaining all the reasons why I thought it wasn't a good idea.
Yeah.
I thought about it. You know, I said, okay, am I letting him lead or am I wanting him to lead and then making him feel like he can't?
So what did you decide?
So I decided to pack them a lunch and tell Craig to have a good time and to be careful.
Wow. So what happened?
Matt slipped on a rock and broke his arm.
Wow, what?
Yeah, and Craig didn't call me. I mean, they just came back much later than expected, and Matt was sporting this big grin and this camo cast, and he held it up for me to see, and he was all like, look, Mom, Dad took me rock hopping, and I slipped on a wet one, and bam! And then Dad carried me to the car, and we drove real fast to the emergency room, and I got this, and people can ride on it. Dad's the best. So, I looked at Craig, I paused, and I said, I'm glad you had a good time and that you got him to a doctor so fast. Next time, can you give me a call and let me know? And Craig looked at me in shock and suddenly hugged me and said, next time I will.
Wow.
Yeah. So was that it? Was that submission? I don't know. I mean, they were both so, they really had a good time.
Well, you let him lead. And Matt had a great adventure with his dad, who is clearly a good dad.
So I think I get it for like a nanosecond, but I don't know. I just wish I understood more.
Maybe the next speaker will help us.